1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. As always, appreciate it and appreciate your thoughts, your opinions, your texts, weighing in, asking me questions, clarifying things, disagreeing with things, whatever it might be. I do appreciate it. So if you'd like to weigh in, you can do so. Text us. So I want to get into the border just a little bit, as we had a couple of stories that kind of jaw-dropping. But first, President Zelensky, these are the top three stories. President Zelensky has made a surprise visit to the newly recaptured city in Ukraine. And, they hoisted the flag today, and President Zelensky there was to help celebrate the recapture of that city. So, boy, I tell you what, those Ukrainians are really showing they just keep fighting. They're not giving up. They won't give up their lands. I like these stories I keep hearing about them recapturing cities. The end of the COVID pandemic is in sight, according to the World Health Organization chief. And I was like, wait, we're still in the middle of a pandemic? I didn't know this. But that being said, I have a friend of mine in another city. She posted yesterday that her and her whole family is down with COVID right now. They haven't had it ever. And I'm like, whoa, almost everybody I know has had it multiple times, not just once. I mean, I've only had it once, but most everybody else I know has had it at least once, and many times, multiple times. They're just now getting it for the first time. And then somebody at my daughter's school was out, and they found out that her and her whole family is down with COVID. Home prices are expected to fall 20% in some areas, according to real estate experts, which is about what, the worst markets during the 2008 real estate crash was like Las Vegas and Phoenix, and they dropped about 26% there. The places where they're thinking are most vulnerable right now, Boise, Idaho, which, if you remember, we covered this. Boise actually had the highest increase in real estate prices during this, these last couple of years where things have been shooting up. Boise is the place that has had the highest influx of, price increase. And it is because of the influx of Californians who left there but want to stay close to California, moved to Boise. All right, let's get to the border. Before I get into some of the deeper stuff, we're already running out of time. All right, let's get traffic in the fives, and I'll just try to bust through this as fast as I can.
Okay, well, I'm going to bust through traffic as fast as I can.
All right.
We're looking good on our roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns, as well as Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, also looking good. 98 has cleared up, so Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre showing no delays. See something else? Give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so the Border Patrol chief, Raul Ortiz, was giving a sworn testimony. It was in a deposition case filed by Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. And so she deposed him. He testified under oath that the Biden administration purposely reduced U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement's detention and capacity and change the removal process of people coming here illegally. He basically stated that he believes that illegal aliens or aliens find us to have a favorable immigration policy, and that's why they're coming here. He finds that people who are coming here believe that they will be paroled or released into the country if they come here and are arrested at the border. He believes that the southern border is at a crisis state right now, and that we've had an unprecedented number of aliens entering the United States. He says, and there's 31 years of experience, the Border Patrol in a year has never had the number of encounters it's already going to have in 2022. So it's already going to break 2021's record. And so he went on and just continued to give answers that point out how the Biden administration is causing a lot of the issues. Now, we go to Title 42. So, in anticipation that Title 42 will go away, so Title 42 is this thing that was, remember, this is the one that the Biden administration sued over, saying they wanted to get rid of it. This is Title 42 is the expulsions or removals by the U.S. government of persons who have recently been in the country where a communicable disease was present. Okay, so Title 42 was issued partly for it goes back all the way to 1944, but it was issued in part because of COVID. They implemented it and go, look, if you're coming from a state or a country where there's a lot of COVID cases, then you can't come to America. Biden has been trying to get rid of that. Now, this is what Florida is suing the Biden administration for, saying you can't get rid of Title 42. So Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody said in a memo that there's more devastating evidence that continues to be obtained about President Joe Biden's failed immigration policies after Raul Ortiz admitted that the southern border is currently in a crisis. And now we have word that Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz has instructed his agents that when Title 42 gets repealed and lifted, that they should just release all non-citizens into the United States because there would not be enough space to detain them. This is a memo that was written to all agents just a couple of months ago. Title 42, when that gets lifted, is going to create an even bigger influx of people than what we already have. They're already overwhelmed. It's already in a crisis. They can't detain them safely. Therefore, when Title 42 is eventually repealed, just release anybody you've got detained. Just release them. That came out. That was just leaked recently. That's huge. That's huge. That's essentially, you have open borders now. Now, despite that, Kamala Harris, of course, over the weekend, getting a little bit of heat because she basically argued that the southern border is totally secure. Even Chuck Todd on MSNBC was like, but don't you, like, he was interviewing her and he's like, well, didn't we have a record number of people encountered at the border last year? And she was basically like, yeah, so? It's like, okay, it's not secure border. Didn't we have a record number of people who entered the country illegally? Not detained. They got away from the detention. She's like, yeah, so? It's like, okay, so it's not secure. Even Chuck Todd from MSNBC was like, okay, I can't spin this any other way, lady. So with that, the Babylon Bee, the satirical website, put together an article, 23 things more secure than the southern border. Let's go down the list. How about your grandma's computer password? Yeah, 12345. Southern borders, that's more secure than the southern border. Trump's safe at Mar-a-Lago. Ouch, because remember it was left open and papers were all on the ground. Jeffrey Epstein's prison cell. Oh, I don't. Okay. Thermal export exhaust ports on the Death Star. An unlocked car in Chicago. Your daughter's hair around Joe Biden. Oh. Sniffer in chief. Bed Bath and Beyond stock. Rings of Power season 2. And let's see here. Ashley Biden's diary. The mattress on the roof of a car that the driver is holding with his left hand. Yeah, that's more secure than the border. The word of a Spaniard. It goes back to Princess Bride. Hunter Biden's laptop. How about a pile of crack in front of Hunter Biden? Oh, that's pretty low. Your lunch in a break room fridge, California's electric grid, German gas prices, Ben and J-Lo's marriage, elections in Philadelphia, big tech's handling of your data, your 401k, and the final one on the list of things more secure than the southern border, pretty much every other border everywhere else in the world. That one's actually not satirical. That's kind of real. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Get your traffic on the fives here in just a minute, but first.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Prince Harry reportedly is going to be revising his upcoming memoir out of respect for Queen Elizabeth. The book was originally set to release in November. Apparently, that's now being held back until early next year. Sources say Harry's deciding which truth bombs he wants to drop in his book, including potentially removing anything negative he wrote about his father, King Charles, or his brother William. And publishers say he's likely going to add to the book to describe his feelings about the Queen's death as well. Authorities still awaiting lab results back from a dangerous-looking device that was found in an airport in New Jersey on the anniversary of 9/11. The Essex County Sheriff says that a bomb-sniffing dog was alerted by an item which looked like a stick of dynamite this last Sunday. It was found in a bathroom. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has blocked a Republican request that would force railroad workers to accept a nonpartisan panel recommendation to avoid a strike. The resolution would have required railroad workers adopt outlines of a labor deal. Sanders says railroad companies need to treat their workers more fairly. Senators said the resolution would have helped avoid a rail strike, which could potentially freeze rail travel and freight shipments across the country. And Bobby, there's been a lot of talk. Is there or is there not going to be a housing market crash? Well, Americans are apparently ready to buy a new home if there is. That, according to a survey from Consumer Affairs, it found 78% of Americans expect the market to crash. And those who are planning to purchase a house in the event of a crash have apparently saved an average of $30,000 to do so. The survey found 27% of Americans polled said they would prefer a correction instead of that crash, though.
What was that percentage of people who expect it?
Let's see. Where was that?
You just had said it.
78%. 78% wow. Expect the market to crash.
All right. So 78% of people believe me, is what we're saying.
That's right. Yeah, that should be the real headline. 78% of people believe Bobby.
Bobby. That's I think that's what you meant to say. But and then the other 22% they're on the fence. That's all it is.
Yeah, but
the
other 22%, but they'll come around, I'm sure.
They'll come around, exactly. Yeah. All right. Gracie, go ahead.
I-10 and I-110 are looking good, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach Highway 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. All looking good. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next. You know what? Actually, first, we forgot to give away these tickets last hour. So if you want to go see Resident Evil at the Sanger Theater, just text us in, I want to go. That's right. Just text in, I want to go, to 850-437-1620. Gracie will select a winner. So if you want to go see Resident Evil at the Sanger Theater, just text in your name and I want to go. And Gracie will select the winner. All right, coming up here next, got a quick update on education in America next. Well, I came home. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So 5 months behind on math, 4 months behind on reading. Those are some of the latest results. That was the average learning loss in the country just from the past school year. And that came about after we already had a learning loss from the previous year. The losses were much larger among students in majority black districts and low-income districts, where students were behind more than 6 and 7 months, respectively. And a recent research shows that schools that kept to the remote learning model longer had even bigger gaps than ones that reopened quicker. Lesson to be learned? Yeah. At-home learning did not work. But here's the thing. We did a public investment to try to fix what the government mandated lockdowns did to the economy. We did the CARES Act. What have we done to try to fix education, the loss of learning? We're not doing anything. At least the government isn't. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. So there is the seafood festival coming up, Pensacola Seafood Festival. And this is going to be here at the end of the month from the 23rd to the 25th. And it's one of the largest arts and craft fairs in Northwest Florida, with more than 150 artists and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. So once again, the Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival coming up September 23rd through the 25th. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. President Zelensky is going to be going to, or he actually made an appearance, a surprise appearance, at the newly recaptured city from the Russians. So yeah, kind of a cool thing right there that he ended up getting. I mean, because they raised the flag, I think, 2 days ago, and then today they're kind of having a celebration about it, and the president of Ukraine ends up showing up. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing that he did. So all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I forgot the other two stories. The other one is, according to the World Health Organization, we are on the verge of getting rid of the pandemic, the COVID pandemic. The end of the COVID pandemic is in sight. And I was like, oh, yeah, I thought it was behind us already. It's still in sight. No, don't go anywhere. We loved controlling people's lives. Please come back to us. Maybe that's what he meant. Like that way. It's like the end is in sight. It's starting to get so far away, though. We're not going to be able to see it anymore. We need to make up another one. Home prices are expected to fall 20% in some areas around the country. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Gracie, did we get a winner for the tickets, the Resident Evil tickets?
Yes. Congratulations, Tori. Have fun at the movie.
Tori, congratulations on that. I have not seen all the Resident Evil movies yet, though. That's what I got, like, behind on them. Like, and why you look at me like that?
Isn't it like zombies? Right or no?
Vampires?
Yeah, vampires. I remember when I was little, my friend lichens. Wanted me to watch it. And I was like, that looks too scary.
A little too scary.
Nope. Yeah.
And I don't like horror stuff, but it's not really like horror to me. It's vampires against like lichens and stuff. No, that's Underworld. I'm thinking the wrong one. I'm thinking the wrong one. That's the Underworld. So Resident Evil, I don't know if I've seen Resident Evil.
Well, I guess you got to go to the movie. You gave the tickets away, but you got to go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Pensacola ended up losing to Biloxi last night, 2-7. They're playing right now, top of the first inning, still scoreless. And with Pensacola losing yesterday, they basically helped. That basically made Montgomery Biscuits secure the second half of the season. Pensacola won the first half of the season of the division. Now the other one. So, but here's the thing. Next week, Montgomery plays Pensacola in the league championship series. So that's that'll be the big key right there. Who's going to win the championship, the league, this year? Well, they're both going to be playing against each other. So there you go. All right. Let's see here. We've got Major League Baseball. A lot of games happened earlier today. The Atlanta Braves ended up playing the Giants and ended up losing. The Mariners lost to the Padres. Then the Rockies beat the White Sox. Houston Astros beat the Tigers. Cleveland Guardians beat the Angels. Right now, the Miami Marlins are beating the Phillies 1-0. Tampa Bay Rays are losing to the Blue Jays 1-0. Baltimore Orioles over the Washington Nationals 1-0. Cubs over the Mets 6-0. Only the first inning on that one. Yankees and the Boston Red Sox, bottom of the second, still scoreless. And the Royals against the Twins is also scoreless. And then tonight at 6:45 on FS1, the Milwaukee Brewers will be playing the St. Louis Cardinals. Lots of MLS soccer going on ESPN Plus tonight. Right now, Orlando is playing Atlanta. That game is still scoreless. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear with I-10 and I-110, not seeing any slowdowns. We are moving nicely on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Give me a call. That's 850-2626-111 to get to the traffic line. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Donovan Mitchell, former Utah Jazz player, now with the Cleveland Cavs, disputes Danny Ainge, the CEO's, take on why the Jazz broke up, saying that the players did not believe in each other. Donovan Mitchell says, how would he know he was only here for 6 months? That's basically what he said. Youch. The Suns employees are frustrated with the barely a slap on the wrist for their owner. And the mother of the DUI victim from the Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach, Andy Reid's son, they said he got a slap on the wrist as well. Commanders rookie running back Robinson Jr. is doing drills just 2 weeks after being shot in the leg. Dallas Cowboys coach Kevin McCarthy says that they're very optimistic that Dak Prescott will be ahead of his recovery timeline with his injured hand. And minor league players made a historic move today when they unionized. So that was a first right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse, a nursing home in Taiwan. So Taiwan is one of those places. We were just talking about how the World Health Organization said that the end of the COVID pandemic is in sight. And I'm like, yeah, like behind us in sight. But in some places, it's not. Taiwan being one of those places. A veterans home just had their very first like party for their senior citizens there since the pandemic started, just now. And they're under fire for it. Because they hired a stripper to show up to these senior citizens at this place. And I'm like, wait, what? And all I saw, I didn't see anything else. I didn't read anything else. All I read was what their response was to the apology. Their response was, we were just trying to make the citizens happy. And I'm like, by having them go to heaven early? What? You can give them heart attacks. All right. Come on. Like, what in the world are you doing hiring? What can you imagine, like, if your parents were in a facility and they put on something and then you're like, go to visit them. So how was your day yesterday? It was fantastic yesterday. Had a stripper show up. Be like, what? Like, oh, my gosh. What is wrong with people? That is your sign of the apocalypse. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
It's like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up with the news?
Well, Bobby, a Chick-fil-A worker in Fort Walton Beach is being hailed as a hero today after intervening in a carjacking attempt. That all happened this afternoon. Okaloosa County deputies say 43-year-old William Branch walked up to a woman with a stick in the restaurant parking lot, snatched her car keys. That woman was apparently trying to get her baby out of the car when this happened. The woman starts screaming. That's when deputies say the young Chick-fil-A employee sprung into action, ran across the parking lot, and tried to intervene in the carjacking. He apparently got punched by the carjacker, but got the better of him. There's actually a video posted online by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. This teenager showed some pretty good grappling skills and took the guy down. So anyway, the employee not hurt, and Branch taken into custody, charged with carjacking with a weapon and battery.
Yeah, I saw that as well, David. That's a pretty crazy story, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And this kid, I mean, he must have been on the wrestling team. Did you see the video that went with it?
I didn't see the video of the Chick-fil-A.
He struck me as probably like on the high school wrestling team or something. I mean, he was pretty good.
Yeah, all right. Taking down the guy. Hey, I just think it was just it might be some of the Chick-fil-A training. Maybe they train their employees to take down carjackers.
That could be.
Could be. All-American company. That's why they're closed on Sundays. They're training them on how to take down carjackers. So, is that it? No? Oh, okay. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text response here. I want to stay in that nursing home. Of course, I know there's going to be some responses like that. All right. How do you get a baby to fall asleep when it wakes up from crying? You've changed the diaper. You changed the diaper. You've done the feeding. Well, scientists in Japan tried to figure out how to get it done. They have figured out the different methods. They tracked multiple different infants, different ways to try to put them back to sleep. They tracked their heart rates to see how quickly they calm down. They found this method works best. It still takes about 10 minutes, but there's only two steps to remember. Step one, carry them for around 5 minutes. Just carrying them will start to slow their heart rate within 30 seconds, and it calms them down even better than rocking does. Got to stand up and carry them. Then, number two, sit down and hold them for another 5 to 8 minutes. Be patient, or they might wake up. Waiting at least 5 minutes gives you the best chance of them staying asleep when you lay them back down. So there you go. For all the new parents out there and the grandparents, maybe watching the little ones, science says a waking baby, put them back to sleep, stand up with them, hold them 5 minutes, sit down, still, stay perfectly still 5 minutes, then you can lay them back down. Speaking of bedtime routines for adults, we've got this here. The average American spends 44 minutes just hanging out in bed before they even try to fall asleep. 44, almost an hour. Going to bed does not mean I'm going to sleep anymore. It just means I'm going to bed. So what do you do in that 44 minutes of before you go to sleep? New poll found that predominantly it's your phone. You're on your phone. I know there used to be a period of time when people go to bed early to read. Nope, now it's just phone. I mean, you still might be reading. Top things is surfing the internet, watching TV, checking social media, checking email, and texting people. The top apps we use in bed, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, and TikTok. 11% also spend a significant amount of time. 11%, a little over 1 out of 10, spend a significant amount of time shopping on Amazon. So you're shopping in bed? Oh, boy. 71% of us set an alarm before bed or have one preset on our phone. 1 in 5 say that there's a 100% chance they'll hit snooze at least once tomorrow. That would be me. All right. Let's, before I get to the rest of these, let's get to traffic on the fives.
our roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. No slowdowns to report on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, as well as once into Pensacola. Highway 90 is looking good. 9th Avenue, north and southbound lanes checking in clear, as well as Davis Highway, Creighton, Langley, and East Olive Road. See something else, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Some other bedtime routines that we do on average based on polling. A third of us wash our face before bed always, every night, 33% every night. 38% said they wash their face about once a week before they go to bed. 29% said never. Never wash their face before bed. I don't know where I fall on that list. I just wash my face when I feel dirty. That might be multiple times during the day. I don't know. I don't just do it specifically before bed. Although when I was a teenager with the acne and stuff, oh yeah. It was like morning, afternoon, night. It was just wash your face all the time. 63% of us always brush our teeth before going to bed. 63%, so the vast majority. 24% do it at least half the time. 3% said they brush on average of one night a week. 10% never brush before bed. Says it's disgusting. So there you go. Maybe they brush after dinner, and it's just kind of left over time, and they don't want that toothpaste flavor. I hate. Am I the only one, by the way, that hates toothpaste? I can't stand toothpaste. I can't stand it. I hate it. Like, I literally hate it. I dread brushing my teeth. I brush my teeth morning and night, but I hate it because I hate the toothpaste. I don't like the minty flavor. Why has it got to be minty? Why can't it be something else? Like, I don't know, an apple or coconut or chocolate. I don't know. Why can't it be, like, especially after you eat chocolate and now you have to go brush your teeth? No, thank you. It ruins it. Like, now you just ruined the flavor that was in my mouth. What about popcorn flavor? Like, you just had popcorn at night when you're watching a movie. Now you got to go to bed and you got to brush the popcorn flavor out of your mouth and give it spicy mint. I don't know. I've never, it's always bothered me that there's actually been times, even in my adult life, where I've avoided brushing my teeth because I didn't want to lose the flavor that I had in my mouth right then. And I'm like, I should brush my teeth now, but then I'll have a mint flavor in my mouth and I don't want that crap. What?
They have like bubble gum and stuff.
Yeah,
it's not
I don't
good.
Want bubble gum though for the kids. Ugh. I've never had it.
Maybe the worst kind, worse than minty. I like the minty. I like it real foamy and minty, but I don't like the baking soda kind. You know, have you tried that? That is not good.
And that's
I'd rather mint.
Because then I'm like, okay, I'll go get the minty thing.
How do you feel about
the charcoal
gum?
Thing at one point, but the black all over the sink is just too much.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Sure. I tried that too.
I don't know how people do this.
How do you feel about gum?
So,
gum?
Oh, I eat gum all the time, yeah.
Well, what's the difference?
Yeah, I do like gum.
It's mint.
But even then, like, there's some gums out there now that are fruit gum, and you'll get them, like, they're square. They look like a square, and they have these little flavor bursts in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like fruit flavored this, or grape that. And I put it in my mouth, and they have mint to it. And I'm like, you just ruined the grape flavored gum. I don't get it. I like juicy fruit, and like every now and then though I want mint. Like, I need to clean my mouth, I want this and this, whatever, so I want mint or cinnamon. But I'm just, I don't know, I totally just skipped over the Toyota story I was going to talk about, but it was very important to express my feelings about toothpaste. All right, you guys have a great night. Bye bye.